And so little Pinesy walked through the gate into the Elven Kingdom. She was free. She had always been free, but this was a different kind of freedom. She didn't have to pretend to please her father or her mother or her grandparents, who were particularly stony. So here she was, among strangers, among possible enemies, and she knew it would be okay. So she took a step forward, and then another, and she found herself in a row of hedges, a bit of a maze. Continued walking, expecting a little bit of terror, maybe a sign of an unwelcoming host. But she continued. And soon the air grew cool and the smell of sun-baked pine trees filled the air. And somehow, she knew she was home. How could this be, she wondered. I'm an elf. I'm a princess. How is it that I feel home in a strange land? How is it that I feel home in a place that I'm not supposed to be? And so she kept walking. And up ahead she saw she wasn't quite sure. Was that she just saw? She thought. She was feeling brave. She had always been brave. But this sense of well-being that struck her was profound, and so she continued towards that little thing that she saw. And as she approached, she saw that it was a tiny village. A tiny, magical village. Everything only came up to about waist height. And as she approached, she saw the village was made of gingerbread and of treats. And out from one of the small buildings, made of sugary cookies, came a little treat. It was round, had long legs for something that only comes up to your knees. And he said, "Hello. Who are you, my fair princess?" And she crouched down on one knee. She said, "My name is Pinesy, and I think I belong here." And so the little treat said, "You do. You do belong here. I'd like to take you into the heart of our kingdom. Would you come with me?" And she said yes. She knew she could trust him. And so she extended her hand, which was much too big for his. And he took it in both of his hands. She said, "My name is Pinesy. It's so wonderful to meet you." And he said, "Pinesy, the honor is all mine. My name is Samuel, and I will take you where you need to go." And so after gathering a few things, Sir Samuel came out, along with his family of small little treats. How could this be? And they all waved at her. And they said all at once, "Hello." "And we'll see you soon." And they took off. They walked for a few hours, and it was pleasant. The sun was low in the sky. The smell of pine trees and the crunch of leaves underfoot was beautiful. Sir Samuel, the treat. Told her that she had come at a very special time. For there was a fair maiden who was wise and was daughter to one of the most benevolent kings. And though she was very happy, and though she was very wise, she was blind, but she could see in other ways. And Samuel said that they were on their way to meet her. And as Pinesy looked up, she saw that they had reached a clearing, and there was a wide river in the field. Mountains to the west. The sun moving towards them. And there, at the base of the mountains, not too far ahead, she saw a huge castle. A huge, beautiful castle. That's where Blindly lives. And her father lives there too. Her father is a great dragon. Pinesy looked down at Samuel and said, "I thought you said that he was a dwarf." And Samuel looked up and said, "Well, can't he be both?" And Pinesy did not understand. How could one be a dragon and a dwarf all at once? And Samuel looked up at her and said, "You have so much to learn, dear Pinesy." She was confused, but exhilarated. And each step she took towards that castle, she felt closer to home. She felt closer to her family. Another hour of walking, and they got to the gates of the castle. Though she was a princess, though she was important, she was sitting in front of her garden, in the middle in the middle of the land, in the middle of her land. Blindly thought it odd that someone would think that a princess should stay behind their castle walls. And she said this much to Pansy when they met. "Aren't you a princess as well, my dear Pansy?" Blindly said. And Pansy nodded. "Yes, I am. And I don't belong behind the castle walls." And though Blindly could not see her eyes, she knew that Pansy was looking at her. And at once, they knew they were sisters. "Come in," Blindly said. "I want you to meet my father and my sister. You have so much to learn." Blindly confused Pansy. And the dear little Samuel to meet the dragon dwarf, Skye.